Oh, why do we like to be beside the seaside? Volunteer Joe is still furiously pedalling along, with the recorded sounds of crashing waves pouring out from the speakers behind her. Not many people's idea of relaxing. But if the laboratory study turns out to show a real effect on mood and the desire to keep cycling, then the team have to ask, what is it about images of the sea accompanied by the sounds of canned waves that's making all the difference? Dr. White is investigating all possibilities. Is it the pictures of the sea, the waves moving, the beach environment? Is it the sounds, the beautiful crashing waves, the seagulls and so on? Or is it a combination of those things together, he says? So far, the sound of the sea seems to be particularly evocative and influential in how people feel. Funnily enough, when you ask people what they're listening to, it might be a recording here in Cornwall, but they're imagining somewhere in the Seychelles, so that's maybe what's going on in the brain. You see and hear one thing, but you're perhaps imagining other things. The notion of the seaside environment allowing people's minds to wander seems to be supported by early unpublished results from a brain imaging study. What we're finding, if anything, is a lot less activity in the brain when the sea is being shown, compared to green spaces, says Dr. White, which tells us that it's possibly less stressful and more familiar to the core human being. Although the seaside is by no means being touted as a cure-all for depression, the idea is that over time small incremental changes could add up to a big change, perhaps even big enough to help people living with depression. However, Dr. Mike Marriott, a clinical psychologist at Nottinghamshire Healthcare NHS Trust, urges caution before drawing conclusions about treating complex conditions like depression. Anything that can help to give people with depression a different experience by lifting their mood temporarily might well aid them in overcoming their difficulties, he says, but a complete recovery usually comes when people are able to see changes in all the other areas of difficulty as well.